All right, we're going to keep talking about singleness and marriage here. My name is Lena. We are in Morning Minutes in a series called Listen Up, applying biblical wisdom to everyday life. Today we are in episode 24 and we're in 1 Corinthians 7, verses 6 through 9. These verses are relational verses on marriage and singleness. I wrote a book called Thrive, mentioned it yesterday. If you want a copy, send me an email, lena@livingwithpower.org. I would love to send it to you as a free gift. I've titled today's teaching, Is Singleness a Gift or a Curse? All right, let me read the verses, verses 6 and 9. Now, as a concession, not a command, I say this. I wish that all were as I myself am, but each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and one of another. To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it's good for them to remain single as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. All right, you glean a few things here, a few verses. I'm breaking up this chapter quite a bit to be able to delve on these issues. Singleness, a gift or a curse. Paul's single. You clearly see that, and you see that he does not mind being single. In fact, there was a movement in the early church that singleness was more desirable than marriage, by the way, the opposite of what it is today. And so keep that in mind as we get through this. But number one, when it comes to singleness and marriage, Paul teaches us here that God has given each as a gift in its season, all right? People talk about singleness. Is singleness your gift or marriage is marriage your gift? Each has his own gift from God, one of one kind, one of another. He's talking about the gift of singleness or the gift of marriage. And today, if you're single, God has given you the gift of singleness. Today, if you're married, God has given you the gift of marriage. So don't overanalyze it. God's gift of singleness or marriage is uniquely given. Your gift may not be my gift, and your gift might last for a longer season than somebody else's. In my case, it's lasted for a very long season. And if I don't see it as a gift, I will become bitter and discontent and angry. But I see it as a gift because that's what God says. God's gift of singleness or marriage is personally designed. It is uniquely given and personally designed. God knows what he has planned for your life. He knew you before you were put in your mother's womb, Jeremiah chapter 1. And he knows the perfect time for you to get married. And you're like, man, can I blow it? Maybe you weren't a Christian when you got married. No, you can't blow it. God works all things for good to those who love God. Like, you know, again, we tend to so overanalyze sometimes that we get caught up in the minutia and we miss the picture of what God is saying. His point is that there's no one better than the other. Singleness is not better than marriage, but there's a point to when to marry and why to marry. God's gift of singleness or marriage is not an accident, but divinely ordained. He has a plan. When it comes to singleness or marriage, God has given each as a gift in its season. That's point number one. So now you tell me, is singleness a gift or a curse? Number two, when it comes to singleness and marriage, God has given each as a choice to be made. He doesn't force you. He doesn't say, Lena, yours is to get married this week. No, he gives us a choice. Now as a concession, he says, I wish all there were as myself. To the unmarried and widows, I say it's good for them to remain single. But if they cannot, marry. They should marry. And so, again, you go back to there's freedom. God has given us a brain and a will and freedom. Maybe you don't want to be married. Don't marry. If you're able to bear it and you're not burning with passion, maybe you're saying, man, I am burning with passion. I can't bear it. Well, then pray and start looking and ask your church to help you. I don't know. I can't help you in that. Maybe focus on, I can't help you. I'm being facetious. Buy my book. Get it. Email me. I'll send it to you and see how God can help you thrive in the waiting. So there is freedom in remaining single or marrying. There's purpose for singleness and for marriage. Marriage isn't just about having a great sexual life, but about modeling a union between man and woman that is to represent the union between Christ and his church. And there's a sanctification that happens in marriage. And there's childbearing that can happen. There's a lot of reasons for marriage. There's purpose for singleness or marriage. Each has its own purpose. There is joy in singleness and marriage. Don't miss that. If you're single, there's joy for you in this season. If you're married, maybe you're miserably married. Listen, stop. God has joy for you in this season. And if you can't see it again, or maybe you're stuck in a dangerous marriage, please reach out to us. We want to help you navigate that. You can't cover all of these things in a 5-minute daily podcast, but know that there's a God who sees, a God who loves you, and a way out when it's necessary. So, is singleness a gift or a curse? Number three, when it comes to singleness and marriage, God has given a blessing in either or. All right, it's both and. So both are blessed. God doesn't bless married people more than singles or singles more than married. Back in the culture of the Corinth, they wanted to be single. They thought it was more blessed. And Paul's like, no, they're equally blessed. You want to marry? Marry. If you can't bear the passion of being single, this physical desire in you, marry. And the blessing of singleness is one of them. Well, there are many blessings, but one of which is we get to exercise the self-control. We get to play out this victorious living. You say, not me, not in my life, not yet, not yet. That's why we're in God's word. That's why we're praying. That's why we're identifying with Christ and the victory that he's gained us on the cross. The blessing of marriage is that we get to exercise sexual activity within the context of marriage that God has ordained. And so, again, every season, every place has its blessing. There's lists. You can sit down and make a list of blessings of singleness and marriage. The point is, singleness, a gift or a curse, a gift, marriage, a gift or a curse, a gift, all in its season, all uniquely designed, all with a purpose. So the question today, do you see your season as a gift or a curse? And may God change your heart so that you can find joy and contentment no matter the season that you're in. And when you do, you know where I'm going, you're going to recognize that it is an awesome thing when you're living the Christian life to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. It is an awesome thing regardless, but it is particularly awesome when you're living in line with what God has for you. Hey, I love you guys, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.